Welcome to Today in Putnam County, hosted by Putnam County Mayor Randy Porter, the show that takes a look at the events and what's happening all around Putnam County, as well as interviews with local, community, and business leaders. And now, sharing his insights and experience, here's Today in Putnam County with County Mayor Randy Porter.
Thanks for joining us this week. I'm County Mayor Randy Porter, and I'm your host. My guests this week are Stacy Gibson and Tish Seidler, and they are with Kubel Junior Women's Club. We're going to talk about the big annual event they sponsor each year, and that is Santa's Workshop. Ladies, thanks for being on the show this week.
Yes, thanks for having us.
Thanks for having us.
So, November 14th and 16th, you're having a big event at Hyder Burks. Tell us about Santa's Workshop.
Yes, so Santa's Workshop is the largest fundraising event that the Kubel Junior Women's Club puts on every year. This year will be our 47th year hosting the event. We're extremely excited about it. Yeah, like you said, November 14th through the 16th. We have over 180 vendors. We have 9 food trucks that will be there.
Wow.
It's a large event, and the proceeds for that event are all given back to local nonprofits here in Putnam County.
I think that's one of the great things about that event. It is something to see that many vendors and everyone come together and have a great time. But you're giving all the money back to our local nonprofits that do so much for our community. And I was there the other night. You have this night where you invite all the nonprofits to come that are asking for funds,
mm-hmm.
and you give them like 2 minutes to make their spiel. Of course, they've done an application with you.
Correct.
They got 2 minutes to stand up and give their spiel as to why they need funds from you to help them do what they're doing for the community. I was amazed at how well they did in 2 minutes to get that much information in 2 minutes.
Yeah.
And some of those people were very emotional about what they do for the community.
Yeah.
And I just think that is just unbelievable to give back. And did I see a number? I mean, you've been doing this 46 years.
Mm-hmm.
$2.4 million that y'all have given back to the community in that length of time?
Yes, yes.
I mean, that's huge. that's amazing. And then those nonprofits take that money, and they provide all kinds of services, from helping our veterans to homeless and people in need and all kinds of things. I mean, it's really amazing.
It's great to hear all of their stories like you got to witness. I mean,
yeah.
And it's very emotional because, like you said, the services that they're providing and the people they're helping, you know, it is very personal. And so there's a lot of emotion to it, too. But we absolutely love that event. We have so much fun with it. You know, Santa Claus is going to be there. People can have their selfies taken with Santa Claus. And the Grinch is going to be there.
Grinch is a big hit, too, isn't he?
Oh, yeah.
Kids love that from the movie.
Oh, yeah. So he causes a little mischief throughout Santa's workshop, but it's all in good fun.
Tish, I think I saw somewhere where you got like 180
different vendors?
180
different vendors, everything from homemade soaps to crocheted items, turned wood, yard signs. I believe they have just a little bit of everything, but the trick to it is it has to be handmade.
Everything's handmade.
Everything's handmade, hence the word Santa's Workshop.
Well, that leaves me out. I don't know if I've not very good with the handmade stuff. I can maybe can draw a stick man, but that's about as good as it gets.
It's a great assortment. A lot of people bring their Christmas shopping list and just get it all taken care of.
And these folks have such a gift to be able to create these things they do.
Oh,
it amazes me at the artists at what they do.
And the great part about that is once Santa's Workshop is over, we allow the current vendors to come back and reapply for next year. And it's amazing how many will come
back
in.
Back over and over.
They're repeat vendors.
Well, you've been doing this 46 years.
Yeah.
I was thinking that's got to be one of the older events in the community that I can remember that's continuously been going for that many years and helping that many people.
Yeah.
I mean, you're having a great time doing it.
We are.
People are having a great time coming out and shopping and enjoying the day, but at the same time, they're giving back to the community with all those nonprofits that help. The Juniors Women's Club, I mean, that's been around for, what, 55 years, did I read?
Yes, this year is our 55th anniversary of being in Cookeville.
I was noticing you start reading names of people when it first started. And I was reading about Miss Frances Hooper and Miss Janice Allen being two that started it, I guess, back in, what, 69 or something?
69 is when the conversation started, and I think officially signed up with the GFWC organization in 1970.
So what did those ladies have in mind back then when when they started it, what was the purpose?
I mean, I think they just wanted to serve their community in some way, you know, looking for a way to help everyone, right? Instead of just being focused solely on one organization or one group. Yeah. And so I think, you know, looking into the GFWC, that met the need of what they were looking to do. And so, yeah, it didn't take long for them to sign up and to join that organization.
You remember what the first event was they put on?
Oh my gosh. They did like a bake sale or something, I think.
Sold pecans, right?
We're yes. still selling
pecans. Oh, well,
pecans.
We're still selling pecans. Oh, yeah. If you know, you know.
That
Stuckey's
was a
pecan.
Huge thing
we
is, with the Junior Women's Club is mm-hmm. they always sold pecans.
Stuckey's pecans.
Yeah. Yes, mm-hmm. those are some of the best pecans.
They are. Yep.
And, of course, we don't have a Stuckey's here anymore,
right.
So there's you're not able to buy them locally. So
you'll still be able to get those at Santa's Workshop.
Yes.
That is great to have a group come together and do that. And Miss Janice, I guess she's still involved. I know she's had some health issues, but that's a great thing that did. So when you talk about your group, how many members do you have?
We are at 35 members currently. We have every age range, every background, which it makes our club so well-rounded because we have such good perspectives from everyone. And so, you know, but what brings us all together is just our attitude of service. We all just want to serve our community mm-hmm. and make it a better place. And so, you know, any other disagreements or anything that we're just not aligned with, that's all left at the door because, you know, the sole purpose is to serve our community.
And serve your community. Mm-hmm. And that's great. Seems like in our world anymore, we're so polarized.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know why. I mean, it used to didn't matter if we were Republicans, Democrats, Independents, or whatever. We might disagree on stuff, but we still come together and we were friends. And, mm-hmm. and it mm-hmm. seems like anymore the world has polarized us. And so it's good to see that y'all got a group that comes together to do good.
And the motto is unity and diversity.
Unity and diversity.
Yeah.
And our community has become very diverse, too.
Mm-hmm.
So many people moving here from other places. Catherine from the Leslie Town Center owned, and we were talking about her, and she came from California.
Mm-hmm.
Met her husband in Florida.
Yeah.
And then moved to Cookeville. So a lot of folks are moving here from a lot of places. Our community is growing and
mm-hmm.
getting more diverse. It
yeah.
is. COVID really did that, didn't it?
Yeah, I think, you know, the work from home environment changed, and so people had the opportunity to kind of expand out a little bit, and Cookeville is a great place for that.
Yeah, and all you need is a great internet connection at your home to be able to work from home. And then you had some folks, I know, that crime and drugs and these things in the big cities that they were living in, they wanted a quieter, smaller community to bring their children to raise them. I had one family, I'll never forget talking to her. She moved her whole family from California. They lived in a big city and moved and bought 35 acres at Buffalo Valley.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my goodness.
And I'm thinking, they were going to take up farming, you know. And she said, we're going to raise chickens and goats and all that kind of thing. And I thought, what a culture shock.
Oh,
absolutely.
From the big city in California to the hills of Buffalo Valley. That is a big change.
Oh, yeah.
When it comes to organizations like yours and getting folks to join and be a part of it, I know a lot of the volunteerism seems like it's went down over the years. Are y'all having issues with getting folks to be a part of the Women's Club?
So far, no. I mean, you know, we have a lot of people that come to our meetings. Our meetings are open. You don't have to be a member to come to our monthly meetings. So it gives, you know, folks the opportunity to see a little bit what the club's about, to see if it's a good fit for them, you know, if it's what they're interested in and what they're interested in working in. So, you know, that helps a lot, I think. And they certainly can take their time in deciding on whether or not they want to be a part of it. They're certainly also able to join us in an event and volunteer, again, just to see if it's something that they really want to do and be involved in. So I think with anything, you know, you just have to find what's a good fit for you. And so far we've continued to grow and we hope to continue to do so.
That is great because Tish used to be everybody wanted to volunteer for something. seems like our lives are come so fast-paced, and there's so many things to draw us in different directions, and so many things it's easy to get busy. And I hope that we get back to where everybody wants to volunteer and give back to something. That's what that's what being a part of your community and life's all about, isn't it? Is giving back.
Absolutely. You know, we all live here together, right? So we have to make it as good of a place as possible.
That's right.
I mean, just over the last 4 years, speaking of the club and our volunteer work, we've volunteered over 16,000 hours just in the last four
That's
years.
Amazing.
Because, again, in addition to the funding that we provide, we volunteer at these other organizations. So we help them with their events as well.
So not only are you giving funds to those nonprofits, you're actually going and volunteering with
projects.
Those nonprofits to do? That's amazing.
Several of the projects we have going on right now that are the club level.
Yeah.
We're doing one called the Art Experience, which is we got funding from the Cookeville Art Council.
Yeah.
And collaborated with the Cookeville Art Studio to provide art for our special needs community. So they got a year of art lessons at free of charge to come just have fun for the entire year. And the kickoff will be, we'll end it with a Meet the Artist Night at the Exceptional Bean.
That is great. They're a great group, too.
Mm-hmm.
Just had Art in the Park.
Yes,
this,
we did Art in the Park.
This past weekend, that was, that was a really good event.
Yeah, that's just one of the projects.
Yeah.
Your group's got some, I was reading where you got some awards. Money for gas vouchers to the American Cancer Society was awarded for a best project. And then you were recognized internationally for the Huggies Project, where you joined the health department and on SIDS awareness. That's a... That used to be a really bad thing, I think, with a lot of the monitors we have with the babies now. And, of course, SIDS is sudden infant death syndrome, and where babies just, for whatever reason, stop breathing. And when I was in EMS, and that used to be a big deal. We saw a lot of those. But with the monitors and stuff that you have today, it's helped a lot of that. But y'all were recognized internationally for that project. So it's amazing at the great work that your group is doing. And I was noticing, I think it was on your website, the spirit of giving back was, you know, and we were talking about that's a big deal, isn't it, giving back to the community?
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, again, like I said, you know, we all live here together, right? We want a safe community. We want a happy and healthy community. And so, you know, we do our part to ensure that that remains and continues for ourselves and our children and on, right?
So everybody does their part.
That's true.
Comes together, doesn't it? I was looking at, you've got like five different categories, and I guess it arts and culture, health and wellness, civic engagement, which involves public safety, education and libraries, and environment. So you're looking to, when it comes to your nonprofits, do they have to fit into one of those categories, or is that just the areas that y'all are trying to do good work in?
Those are just committees. So those,
those are your committees.
Those committees come up with their own projects. So like arts and culture, that is the art experience. And right now, civic engagement has one called Wreaths Across America that they're involved in and sponsoring.
Wreaths Across America, where
that's
put the wreaths on the veterans' graves.
Yes, and they'll be doing that again in December.
Right. Yeah.
So CJWC is the sponsor for the Wreaths Across America here in Putnam County.
That is great, because I just got involved in that in the last two or three years, and amazing Averitt Express bringing the wreaths in for free and going out. And I did not realize when we did City Cemetery, there were that many veterans in that cemetery. It was over 500 or something.
I think right now we have, our goal is to reach 50 wreaths, and I think they're like at 43. And they're on a, it's called a $5 payback program.
Yeah.
So for every wreath you buy, they give back to the club $5. And Michelle Farrell is the chairperson for that particular project.
Yeah.
And she's going to take that money that they get back and put into a veterans float for the Veterans Day Parade.
Oh, isn't that great?
Yeah.
Yeah, our veterans parade continues to grow. We are having that again this year, and it's an annual event. And my dad was a Vietnam vet, and I said when I came into office, one thing I was going to do is make sure that we honor our vets.
Right. And that's what that program's
it
about.
It is. That is great.
Michelle said something that was very touching when she gave the presentation. She said when they go and lay the wreaths on the graves, they ask them to say the veteran's name.
Yes.
And lay the wreath and then say their name again, because that may be the only time that name is spoken.
Yes.
And she was very emotional about it. It was
It was a very emotional time at the cemetery when, like I said, I've been involved in the last 2 or 3 years, and to go over and physically go and do that,
yeah.
And you're standing in front of that grave, and that person served the country. Mm-hmm. Some of them died serving the country.
Right. Yeah.
We're talking about the service to our community, the service to our country, for them fighting for our country is amazing. Yeah. So that's a great it's a great event that y'all are involved in, too.
See, that's also a great opportunity for somebody that's even not part of the club
that
wants to learn what we do. And I think she does post the dates of when they're actually laying the wreaths.
Yep.
And if somebody wanted to show up and participate, that would be a great way to find about what
Absolutely.
We do.
Yeah, there are several dates to be able to volunteer for that. There's, I think, the marking of the graves is one date. Then the laying.
December the 8th.
And then the laying of the wreaths. And then there's obviously the pickup of the wreath. So there's certainly opportunities, like Tish said, if you're not in the club but still want to be a part of that event, multiple opportunities. And we'll post that out on our Facebook page, I know, and then I'm sure some others in the community that you know, also participate will post that as well. So I'd say keep an eye out on Facebook for that information.
If someone wants to get involved in the Junior Women's Club, how would they go about doing that?
They just need to reach out to let us know, either through our Facebook page or our email is located on our website. We do also post on our Facebook page when our meetings are. We do have monthly meetings and any other events as well, but that's the best way, is for them to find us in that way, to reach out, to say that they're interested. That way we can make sure we give them the information of the event they want to attend, and then make sure that we have someone there to welcome them and kind of show them around, so they're not just wandering aimlessly.
Right. Well, that's great. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about the event one last time. We got about a minute left.
Sure.
It's the 46th annual Santa's Workshop. 47th annual.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. And you're having it at Heiderberg's
Pavilion, November 14th through the 16th. And that's Friday through Sunday. Friday and Saturday is from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. and Sunday is 11 a.m. to 4 p.m.
And all the funds that's raised from that event are going back to our local nonprofits to help them with the services that they provide to our community.
Correct.
Ladies, thanks for being on the show. I enjoyed having you. Keep up the good work. You're doing an amazing job. To have an event that's been going on for 47 years, that speaks well for your organization, and it speaks well for the event that people want to keep coming back to that. And I know my wife will spend a lot of money out there. So if you see her, kind of halt her down a little bit, slow her down, okay?
Thank you.
We'll think about that. Yeah. But yeah, thank you so much for having
Absolutely.
Us. We really appreciate
thank
it.
Thank you for being here. Stay with us. We got another guest coming up after this.
And now back to Today in Putnam County, hosted by Putnam County Mayor Randy Porter.
Welcome back to Today in Putnam County. My next guest is Catherine Molina. She is with the Leslie Town Center here in Cookeville, and they got a big event coming up.
Yes,
Mistletoe Market.
I know, crazy. 22nd year. 22 years.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Thanks for coming on the show and talking about it. So, Mistletoe Market, tell us a little bit about what it is and how it started and those kind of things.
Yeah, so it started 22 years ago. So we've had the event every year except for COVID. And it started really just to help businesses get their name out there. One central location for 50 plus businesses to come and be at, and to really help the community get all their shopping done at one time, right? So you get yourself, you're going to buy something for your wife, for your grandkids, you're going to be able to get everything you want in one spot instead of having to go to all these different places.
Right.
So it really started just to help bring the community together, and we've just really made it into what it is today, and we're just really excited. I absolutely love this event. So you can see I'm in the Christmas spirit, getting ready.
You're already dressed
I'm
up.
Ready for the
you
park.
Even brought me a Santa
I brought you a Santa hat too.
Too,
just in case. So we're just really excited. And there are so many small businesses that are still hurting, and still need that extra help. There's brick and mortar places. There's businesses where this is what they do on the side. And we're just trying to become a central location for all these people to be able to just make some money.
When it started years ago, we didn't have online shopping back then. We might have had the Christmas catalogs and stuff to order out of, but there really wasn't a lot of online. And it was to bring all of those brick and mortar businesses together in one place where you could just walk through and do your Christmas shopping. I mean, that's pretty neat, isn't it?
Yeah, we're really excited, and we have a wide range of people. We have a couple vendors that have been doing the show for the entire 22 years.
Oh, amazing.
So that's amazing. And we always bring in new people too, and we're going to have some food trucks outside this year as well. And it's just a great community weekend. There's a lot going on every weekend. You know, it's like you go on Facebook and you're like, oh, that's a great event this weekend. That's a great event. It's just a good weekend to come out, shop, and we're just really excited.
That's what's great about our community, isn't it? That we have so many events. Gosh. I mean, it's every weekend.
I love
that
it.
There's stuff going. I do too. Brings in a lot of tourism and everything. And that's the other thing too. Leslie Town Center has been so good to work with the county and with tourism. We're all about bringing folks in and giving folks things to do and events.
Absolutely.
So this is Friday, November the 7th.
Yes, sir.
9 a.m. to 7 p.m.
Yep.
Saturday, November the 8th, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Yes.
Is there any admission or anything to get in?
Yep. So we charge a $3 cash admission, and that money actually helps us. So we've started a nonprofit within ourselves, the Together We Care program, and that allows us to give discounts to nonprofits throughout the entire year. So any nonprofit that wants to have an event at our facility, we give them a discount, and the money from this allows us to do that. So we just start, you know, trying to help businesses, nonprofits, trying to help these mom and pop shops, trying to help the brick and mortar. So we just try to come together to offer this to just help everyone. And we're just really excited. We have great, great, great vendors, clothes, shoes, jewelry, artwork. We've got kids stuff. We've got animal stuff. I mean, literally everything.
Yeah, and the event's always a huge turnout.
Yeah.
You get folks coming in. You need to get there early because it goes really fast. I've been amazed sometimes at the amount of people that come out and do this. Go have selfies with Santa too, right?
Selfies with Santa. He'll be walking around. So we don't really have like a station where he's like set up.
Yeah.
But he'll be walking around taking some photos with people each day. So obviously you got to have Santa out there, right? You got to have a little
Christmas without
it wouldn't be Christmas. So we're just excited. It's a big event, like I said. In the 2 days, we just allow a lot of people to come in and shop, and really excited.
And this thing is totally sponsored by the Leslie Town Center.
Yes, sir.
Right?
So it's the only event that the Town Center puts on ourselves. So every other event we do, somebody has to book the event. This is just our baby. You know, we take care of everything from the volunteers to the booking of the vendors to all the marketing, all the social media. So I appreciate you letting us come in and talk about it today.
Absolutely.
We're excited.
Absolutely.
So, you know, the growth of Cookeville is just insane.
We live in a great community and we are growing.
Do.
And folks might not know, but you're the one for the Leslie Town Center when it comes to booking, the rentals, making sure everything's going. That's you.
Yeah, it is me. So, and I'm so excited. I mean, we've got so many good events, and, you know, it's been so great to have the convention center be open and working with Shan and with you. And, you know, we have so many fluctuation of events and tourism. Like you said, we just had a huge 10-day convention and none of those people were local.
Right.
So it's just great. And I don't know if a lot of people realize the hard work that we all do too in the back end to try to bring people into our event facilities.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's another part of the town center is just, we want to make sure that the community stays strong and we have a place for these nonprofits to host their events. And
it was getting to be there for a while. Leslie Town Center was kind of it.
Yeah.
And you didn't have enough openings to be able to handle all the events that was going on. I think it's where the convention center came in, and we don't compete against each other.
Yeah.
We get events that come down and look at the convention center and they say, well, we want something a little smaller. Hey, we got the place for you, Leslie Town.
Same thing. And I think the partnership is so great too. You know, I mean, obviously we're not owned the same, but we still work as a partnership.
Right.
And I think that a lot of people are going to enjoy that. And the spaces are a little bit different, but they're very similar too. And they're going to get good service and good space regardless of where they go. And with the other venues closing too, I mean, there's only so many Saturdays, right? There's only so many Fridays that we have.
So the Monarch is going to be gone
church.
At the end of the year. Live church.
And Saltbox is gone.
Yeah, so and it's going to put that much more pressure on the
on the two of us. Yeah. But we're ready for it.
That's
so
right.
Give us a call, either one of us, and we'll get your event booked.
So if they want to reach you for the Leslie Town Center to book something, how do they go about doing that?
Yeah, so they can call us. It's the 931-372 972-7200. They can stop by the town center. I really prefer a phone call first to make sure I'm there and there's not an event going on, or send us an email. But really, our website, theleslietowncenter.com, there's so much on the website. You know, we have a lot of different information on there about the facility, pictures of events that we've done in the past. So we're just excited to have people coming in the door regardless.
Oh,
you know,
absolutely.
We've gone through a lot of times with COVID, pre-COVID, post-COVID, where, you know, we were just floating and,
yeah.
and really just trying to survive. And a lot of these nonprofits, they need this space and they need to be able to have these events to be able to fundraise money
yes.
for their stuff. And so that's, I think, really a big part of Mistletoe, too, is, you know, not only are you coming to shop and support all these small businesses, but you're also supporting all these nonprofits within our community,
it's
right?
It's giving them a break.
It's giving them a break when it comes to financials, because, you know, we can only do so much, right? We would love to give everybody a free discount. We would love it, but
we got to
keep the lights on
and
the air on,
too.
So... The Mistletoe, it really is a great event all around, because there's just so many things that can benefit from it for the
yeah.
community. So
talk about you a minute.
Okay.
You're a California girl.
I'm a California native, born and raised. Yeah.
What brought you to Cookeville?
Yeah, so my husband is from Cookeville. We met in Florida and...
Now, wait a minute.
Yeah.
You're in California. He's in Cookeville, but you met in Florida.
Yeah, so I left California, got a full ride to Florida State. So I was like, okay, stay in California, go to schools out here, live where I've always lived, but I got a full ride to Florida State, so I took it.
Yeah.
And I was like, bye, let's go. I met my husband at Florida State out there, and he's from Cookeville, so when we started having kids, you know, it was just a matter of, okay, what, literally what we've been talking about, community.
Community, yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
And love California. I go back once a year, but it's not what I grew up at. It's
yeah.
it's really sad, and a lot of people from California, you probably see
oh,
it,
yeah.
are coming here because they see the same thing.
Yes.
So when we were looking at where our boys could be raised, this was the number one choice. We couldn't have imagined somewhere better. And our kids are flourishing in the Putnam County school system, loving sports. So I love it. And I'm hoping my family will eventually come out here too. Fingers crossed. I'm like, y'all got to come out here. This is where you need to be.
We are very blessed to
yeah.
live where we do and have the great
yeah.
community we do.
And the waterfall. I mean, it's just a little bit of everything.
We're an hour
to Chattanooga, Knoxville, Nashville.
Yep.
So it's just, we're really blessed. And we've been here 7 years now. And I've been with the town center since June of 2021, but did very similar stuff in Florida where
yeah.
I lived. So kind of got into event management in Destin, Florida, and was good at it. It's like, okay, I guess I'll stay with this. And
well, you do a great job.
Well, great.
We're very thankful to have you. So let's give one more kick for Mistletoe Market, 22nd annual. Coming up on November the 7th and 8th. Friday is 9 a.m. to 7 p.m.
Yes, sir.
Saturday's 9 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Yep.
$3 admission. Kids 10 and under is free. And the money that you raise on the admission goes back to allow you to give discounts to our nonprofits when they have their banquets, right?
Yeah, we're excited.
Well, thank you for being on the show today.
Thank you.
Look forward to your event. I hope you have a great crowd. I'm sure you will. And we appreciate what you do for Putnam County.
Thank you.
Thanks for joining us this week for Today in Putnam County. I hope you have a great rest of your week, and may God continue to bless Putnam County.
You've been listening to Today in Putnam County, hosted by Putnam County Mayor Randy Porter.